The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. Got approximately 60 minutes left to do as much damage as we can. Let's see what we can do. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out, secondcalldefense.org. Join me, join them. Do not go outside and walk alone. Starting tonight until the election, every night that I can remember to do this, I'm going to do this new segment called More Signs That the Next Revolution is Coming. So here is the inaugural issue. Now, on the hinge right now is who's going to be the next president. I don't know why that's such a big hinge, because it would take a bunch of things happening in unison to move those chains on the sidelines. But that's one thing that everybody's about right now. We have one, and the Supreme Court, I mean, you know, so many geriatrics in there. Does anybody look at the political scene right now and look at all these people and just say, what's keeping these guys upright? I mean, they look like most of them could just totter over any old time, just die. We're being run by them. So, the first politician out there tonight in the signs of the next revolution is New York Republican Representative Peter King. He was on MSNBC on the Morning Joe show, Joe Scarborough, and he joked that he would take cyanide if the Texas senator wins the Republican Party nomination. Talking about Ted Cruz. He said, well, first of all, in case anybody gets confused, I'm not endorsing Ted Cruz. I hate Ted Cruz, and I think I'll take cyanide if he gets the nomination. Joe Scarborough looked at him and just simply said, wow. King is a big critic of Cruz since the Texan was elected to the Senate. Then he said, now, having said that, I think you're going tonight is the New York State primary. I think you're going to see Donald Trump scoring a big victory tonight. But I do not endorse Donald Trump. In fact, I actually voted by absentee ballot for John Kasich. I'm not endorsing John, but I voted for him to really send a message. So let me get this right, Representative King. You are one of the elected officials in the United States House of Representatives coming out of the state of New York, where you're having a primary tonight. Out of that, you have three choices of the party to which you claim to belong, Republican, to vote for. The two that are neck and neck right now, you're not going to vote for either one of them. And the one that you're voting for, you actually said during the interview you'd really like to endorse him a lot, but you don't think he has a shot at winning. So let me make a suggestion to you, Representative King, since you brought it up, okay? Since you apparently are very happy to do nothing, go ahead and pop the damn cyanide. I'm tired of looking at your little smug mug looking like the Mr. Heat Miser. I don't remember what Christmas special that was from, but everybody saw that when if you're my age, you saw who the Heat Miser is. Look at Peter King. Next time you see Peter King on television, remember Bill said he looks like the Heat Miser. You sit there, you look like the Heat Miser. I'm not going to endorse Trump. I'm not going to endorse Cruz. I'm going to vote for Kasich, but I don't think he has a chance in hell of winning. But I'm going to vote for him anyway to send a message. What message are you sending, you do-nothing punk? I'm having a hard time controlling my language right now because I have so many expletives that I could lay on you. Let's go down that litany again. I don't like Cruz. I'm not going to endorse Trump, and I'm only going to vote for Kasich to send. What message are you sending? What message are you sending? Please tell me. That's the thing. You're a lifelong politician. You have been a politician for so long, you forgot that you're supposed to do anything when you're in office, didn't you? Yeah. You get to make little speeches and be on TV with people like Joe Scarborough, who, you know, he claims to be a Republican too. You guys don't get to join a group of people and then redefine what they're supposed to be. You get that, right? You get that. Politics are not supposed to be, there's no living, breathing documents, and there's no, you know, getting out there and throwing other words around like moderate, which means you have no conviction. King, you don't have any conviction at all, pal. You don't. You wouldn't last 5 minutes in my world. There's two criteria I put with a politician right now. If a politician is not going to look at you and say, I trust you to have a gun, he got to go. The other thing is, if he couldn't last 5 minutes in basic training in any of the armed services, just on the mind games alone, he's got to go. I'm tired of the smug, do nothing. I used to work with a guy when I was in the dairy business, Darren Sullivan, my brother from another mother. And Darren would love to roll up on somebody that wasn't doing anything, just yell, do something at them, which always used to tickle me because, I mean, you know, that should be the goal of anything trying to produce anything, right? And yet, all of these politicians, King got on there. I don't know how long he was on MSNBC. However long he was on there, he did a lot of talking and said nothing. And he said he would pop cyanide if the people of the United States on the Republican side picked Ted Cruz to be the nominee. Have you forgotten what you do, Representative King? Look at your title, Representative. Not God, not King, not all master being of time, space, and dimension. Representative. That whole governed by the consent of the governed thing. Embrace that, would you please, Heat Miser? We've got to stop making, these guys don't deserve any more FaceTime on TV. I know they're going to get it, but getting out there and booking them to do, right now I'm thinking about trying to get Rand Paul, okay? Because Rand Paul's doing some good stuff, and he's always been pretty good about it. He just doesn't know how to package it, and that's so bad. It has nothing to do with substance anymore in politics. It's how can you package it? What kind of PR campaign can you mount? What kind of this can you put together? What kind of that? What kind of machine can you get behind you? He's not very good at that. So, I do like what he does, but, I mean, he actually tries to do something of substance. King is happy to just be sitting there and do nothing except promise to take cyanide. At this particular point, I hope Cruz gets the nomination. And then I want them to bring Peter King, Representative Republican out of New York State, back on MSNBC. I want Joe Scarborough to slide a little capsule on a little velvet pillow towards him saying, Representative King, you said you were going to pop this. I just want to see how much of a man of conviction you are. Go ahead and pop this. I've seen this before. And he can look at Mika Brzezinski and say, you know, I've seen this before in James Bond. When he pops this, he's going to get all frothy and lay back, and he's going to have all foam around his mouth and everything. Let's go to the commercial. That's the MSNBC show I want to see. We'll be right back.
education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. What would you call a gun shop that's sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-G-O-L-D.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, I've been told I'm not being harsh enough. I got to work on that. More harshness. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048, this portion of the show. Brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out at Second Call Defense. He'll be joining me tomorrow. Tomorrow, I'm also going to have, for any of you who have ever heard of him, I'm going to be having John McPhee, the sheriff of Baghdad, is joining me tomorrow. That's going to be fun. John Maloney and the sheriff of Baghdad is coming. Coming out of Chicagoland. They've had the first 100 days of the year have come and gone. And in the first 100 days of the gun-free utopia, 857 people have been victims of shootings. There were 15 shootings on April 7th alone. The shootings are primarily just west and south of the city center. City is on pace to exceed the 2,988 shooting victims in 2015, as each month this year has exceeded the total number of shootings per month from the previous year. Every 2 hours and 48 minutes, somewhere in the Windy City, somebody is shot. February 15th, Valerie Jarrett, Chicago resident, senior advisor to Presidente Obama, appeared on the Steve Harvey Show to discuss President Obama's executive orders regarding personally owned firearms. She pushed Chicago's gun violence on Indiana, stating right next door, you have Indiana with its loose gun laws. People are buying guns in Indiana and selling them in the streets of Chicago out of the back of a truck. Okay. Obama is a strong supporter for gun control, and he is under fire on a national level for being too soft on convicted criminals who have committed a crime with a firearm, as he should be, because you know what? That's what it's about. A March 31st letter from Senator Richard Shelby, who's managing to do something, to U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch, asserted that in the president's recent release of criminals using executive clemency, that put violent criminals back on the street. According to the letter, 33 were convicted of firearm-related offenses. While they call for more restrictions on law-abiding citizens as a measure to curb violence, they seem reluctant to prosecute gun crimes that have resulted in violence. Black lives matter, but not when we're letting loose criminals. Not when we're letting loose criminals. Wayne LaPierre from the NRA says under existing federal gun law, he could take every felon with a gun, drug dealer with a gun, and criminal gangbanger with a gun off the streets tomorrow and lock them up for 5 years or more. But he won't do it. His Justice Department won't do it, and the media never asked why. So convicted gangbangers carry illegal guns because they fear rival gangs more than they fear being prosecuted for a gun charge. Illinois was the lone holdout on allowing people there, law-abiding people there, to get concealed carry permits. February of 2014, the state began issuing concealed carry permits to those who had passed a training course and background investigation and paid the necessary fees. People that want a concealed carry permit in Chicago, they're spending some serious bucks to get it. At the current pace of one shooting every 2.8 hours, Chicago will have 3,136 shootings in 2016, a 5% increase over shootings in 2015. The projections are modest because we haven't got to the summer months yet. In Chicago, the deadliest months are August, September, and July, respectively, as far as ranking, as far as where the most violence occurs. And this March, they saw nearly a 50% increase in shootings from the previous year. So, I am telling you, if America would simply wake up, okay, if we would simply wake up, if our focus was not on who's winning Dancing with the Stars, if our focus was not on, oh my God, they took away American Idol. If our focus was not on the Kardashians or on football or on baseball, if we actually focused on, I don't know, if we could take a year and focus on the scene here, America would become really upset. They would become really upset because Most people, it's not necessarily, there's some people that just want the handout, and they don't care about how they get it, and they believe they're heroes that are out there saying, well, we can tax the rich. And of course, you can take everything the biggest 1% of people have, and you're going to run the country for about 2 days, okay? All of this pie-in-the-sky stuff that Sanders is promising, free this, free that, all of this totalitarian stuff that Clinton is promising, none of that stuff is really going to happen. If you get one, either one of those could result in a revolution. Do you get that? Do you get the Civil War thing? Do you get that? Do you understand what all that means? Do you follow what I'm trying to tell you? You and I know people that are out there right now today who, if you were to ask them, who's in, you know, who the congressperson is, they don't know. They don't know. If you were to ask them who just died on the Supreme Court, they don't know. No. If you were to ask them, there's a lot of things you could ask them. If you ask them any of this stuff, they're going to look at you with a blank expression on their face. They're completely detached. I don't mind sitting back and saying, well, you know, I'm going to let my mind run free. I'm just going to spend the weekend and clear my mind of all the junk and just reset home. I don't mind that. But it's, you know, when you're going to hell in a handbasket, you might want to stick your head over the edge of the handbasket. Look around. Look around. Because you're not going alone. You're going with a bunch of people. And unfortunately, I get to go along with the ride. On the ride. I get to go on that ride with you, except I'm not going to sit there and ride happily. Some point, people like me, we're going to jump off. We're going to say, all right, see, my weapon is on safe. Let me put it on party. So, I haven't had a coughing fit tonight so far. I haven't had a coughing fit all night. I'm so pleased with that. What's today? Tuesday? Yesterday when I was trying to cough, when I would try to laugh, and then I'd have to mute because I was coughing my lungs up. I'm so pleased. I'm so pleased. So I got that going for me. Anyway, that's right. In the chat room, they're saying the handbasket's made in China. We're going to hell in a handbasket, and the handbasket is made in China. Pay attention. Pay attention. There's something most of us that I know, most people I know, most people in the chat room, most people I know out in the world, they're paying attention. So when the stuff starts happening, we're not going to go, what's this? We're going to go, I'm surprised it took this long. You guys are going to be going, what's this? If you're not paying attention, we'll be right back.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the fault. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
we get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
You've woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you. Guess what? The trail goes even deeper. When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy than you've ever been before. Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. toolsforfreedom.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out at secondcalldefense.com. Or, excuse me, .org. I'd like to take this minute to welcome to the small but growing family of Lock and Load affiliates to WNNG in Warner Robins, Georgia. Thank you, guys. I'm trying to get a affiliate in South Carolina, getting closer and closer, and this is my latest one at WNNG. Check them out. You can catch me there. Coming from the great state of California with a K. There you have the best-looking political failure you'll ever see in your life. Coming from the desk of my buddy, Rob Morse, here we have this little ditty. Because you have a bunch of socialist politicians in California, what they're looking for right now is something to blame. Because that's their platform. It's an election year. They've decided to blame honest gun owners for their recent surge in crime. The political effects will be good. It'll be good for them. Big government is always good for politicians. Side effects will be horrible. It will be horrible for the citizens, rank and file, of California. Rob invites you to watch and learn from their failure. Why would they spread the failure of the socialists there in California and ignore successes? Pretty simple reason. Two of the California major socialist-controlled metropolitan areas are having a crime wave, while crime rates continue to fall for the rest of the United States. Not an accident. In fact, the local crime wave is well-deserved and well-earned. What politicians, you know, they've long supported social policies that lead to more crime while they deliberately disarm honest Californians. They penalize people that do anything to them, and they go after the honest people. What they do in L.A. and the San Francisco Bay Area matters to the rest of the state. Socialists will call for more of the same across these United States, but thankfully California is becoming less and less pertinent as far as the big national stuff. Politicians have caused the surge in criminal activity in California with a K. Socialists in L.A. and San Fran, they have this power block that they formed that controls California. Two big areas, two metro areas. Locally, the political policies of L.A. and the Bay Area have crushed jobs. They've pushed more people out of work and onto welfare. They are sanctuary cities with a flood of low-skilled workers and or felons that shoot people while they're at lunch. The California border is also open for drug trafficking. No wonder that the crime rate surges in San Fran and L.A. Politically, this is horrible. This is terrible. It's a horrible look. This is an election year, so one of the things they can't stand is for the light to be turned on and their failures to be examined. Certainly not now, and hopefully not ever, for them anyway. They need to find a scapegoat. Now contrast L.A. and San Francisco with the rest of California. California, 35 million souls, I think, live there. 10 million California residents live in a part of the state where they can own a firearm for self-defense. They can even receive a license to carry a firearm in public. The number of concealed carry holders in free California is surging. For the socialist politicians, this is chilling. It's frightening. And for a very good reason. They don't want the voters to notice that in their state, a little north of where they are, freedom is working. So they need to hide their failures that resulted in the surge in crime. They need someone to blame. Helped along, of course, by a cooperative fawning media. So they've decided to blame the California with the K gun owners. They proposed a huge number of new gun restrictions on honest citizens. These proposals have failed everywhere else, but they will work for the California socialists. Stop laughing. Overall, California is ranked as one of the most restrictive states for honest gun owners. If gun control worked, there would be no crime wave in the first place. Once again, I can hear you laughing. These feel-good gun control proposals may pass the smell test for the liberal West Coast media and the die-hard socialist voters. Here are a few of their very bad ideas. They want to outlaw self-loading rifles, i.e. semi-autos. These firearms have been around for over 100 years. They're seldom used by criminals. California socialists say guns like these kill people extra dead. They're more dead when they get shot with them. And this is the reason the cops need them, because they need to make people more dead. But you don't need them because you don't need to make people more dead. They want to outlaw removable magazines that hold more than 10 rounds, except for the cops once again, because not only do you need to be more dead, but you need more bullet holes too. Your wife or husband only needs 10 rounds to stop a bunch of armed men during a robbery, but the police will need more. They want you to wait 30 days between buying a gun, even if you already own a gun. They deliberately ignore the inconvenient truth that criminals don't get their guns from gun stores and don't submit to background checks. And, of course, they completely look away from Elliot Rogers. They only allow a certain list of handguns to be sold in the state. Only other handguns are unsafe, except if law enforcement buys or sells them, because... well, they're law enforcement, highly trained. They can handle this dangerous stuff. All gun sales have to be recorded on video, and all ammunition sales require registration. Most of the voters are gullible enough to think the criminals will also be getting their pictures and videos made and registering their ammo. You can't bring your own guns across the California border. Victims of domestic violence must disarm if they enter a school zone. It'd be nice if their stalker didn't know about that. That's just the tip of the iceberg, too. That's not all their bad ideas. There's plenty more. Criminals. Listen to this. This is something 101. Criminals don't follow gun laws. Those regulations I just described will have no effect on crime. They will make it more difficult for an honest, law-abiding citizen or honest, law-abiding gun owner to follow the laws in California. They make it harder for them to follow the law. They will convert more honest gun owners into inadvertent criminals. And that's great, because that's why those laws were passed in the first place. More people added to the prohibited roles is good in the socialist California with a K world. Most importantly, these ineffective regulations give socialist politicians an excuse for the surge in crime. These new regulations will give the politicians a few minutes of media exposure, like Mr. Heatmiser, Representative Peter King. And they'll sit there and talk about stopping violent criminals. The socialists will secure some special interest campaign cash from the anti-gun groups. They will also convince more conservatives that California is an unfriendly state in which to live or work. And they are right. You've heard of ethnic cleansing? What you're witnessing in California right now is cultural cleansing. Remember when Cuomo got up there and said, if you're pro-life, if you're pro-gun, if you're this, if you're that, you don't belong in New York? Welcome to California. They have the same platform. Don't be pushing freedom. I don't know what those 9 million gun owners in California are doing up there in the northern parts where they carry guns and everything. I guess they would have to make a fair accounting of themselves. I don't know. No, one of the things that I don't even have time to point this out, because the music is about to roll right now. So, one more time, we'll be right back.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA. This is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out. And hear from them tomorrow night with Sean Maloney. He'll be joining me tomorrow. Okay, there's a couple of companies out there, a couple of organizations, both anti-gun as the day is long. They've decided to come in and make a splash during an election year. Let's talk about this as we go away. First of all, there's a company called Brave New Films. They've decided to give the shooter from the Aurora Theater all the publicity and notoriety he desired. Let me make a few things clear. Mass killers do this to make a splash. They're looking for notoriety. They want their Facebook page to be looked at, their YouTube videos to be looked at. And a lot of them are, they're sociopathic. There's some sort of clinically, something is happening in their head. And for some people, there's people that say that when you provide them what they crave, you serve to do two things. You reinforce the belief that you can get publicity from a mass killing, and you help promote and empower copycat murders. I am not one of the ones out there that thinks that we should sit around and not say their names, because the gun grabbers don't say their names either. They just talk about the gun. The gun didn't do anything bad. The gun doesn't have a moral compass. Adam Lanza did bad things. Aaron Alexis did bad things. James Holmes did bad things. Lots of people do bad things. But the guns, have the same moral compass as your socks. So getting out there and not mentioning their names to me is, it doesn't really accomplish anything. Now, the author of this talks about how the Newtown murderer, Adam Lanza, spent 10 years alone in a windowless basement playing video games where he could practice killing people. There's lots of kids that play video games like Call of Duty, DayZ, lots of first-person shooters. They say that he dreamed of being the most noted mass killer in American history. I don't know how they know that. Okay, and I'm just telling you this in full transparency. I don't know how they're talking about this. But these clowns at the, now, they get back on point where they're talking about how the brave new films vilifies the NRA as evil while helping fuel the next mass killer. So, they believe that somebody's going to watch this film and start taking notes and planning on what they're going to do when it's their turn. They're burning down a house to kill a mouse. They admit their motivations are purely political. It does not matter the damage they do as long as they achieve their ends. Who's the Dan McDougal? Okay, I don't know how Dan knows some of this stuff. Maybe he's right. I don't know. But then we get to the Brady campaign, the Brady Bunch. And they've got something called the PSA, Peter Pan Generation Lockdown. In this, you have, Peter Pan and, the people from our youth that, Disney characters, finding guns and then blowing their own heads off. You have kiddie porn with guns. You have snuff films with guns. Everybody, every child in these films finds a gun and blows their heads off. I have no idea what their goal is to here. and this is supposedly to one-up the NRA. So let's get this straight. The NRA has a feminist author write a parable about how strong independent women can use guns to protect themselves and do not need to be trapped in a misogynist society. The response of the Brady campaign is to make a snuff film killing off fairy tale characters for children. The stories that the NRA published are not intended for the kids, but for the moms. So I kind of think the people over at Brady have lost their minds. What I do see is that they go way beyond hypocrisy here. This is not educational or sarcasm or satire. The existence of these films, in some cases, could possibly help create the next Aurora Theater or school shooting. They desensitize children to violence. I saw a thing where they put Gun Crazy. They put a movie up called Gun Crazy. And they interviewed everybody coming there, and they thought they were going to see an action film. And the people that wanted to see an action film wanted to see an action film. They want the escapism. It's a movie. It's, for the same people that want romance and go see The Notebook, some people want to go see The Gunman with Sean Penn, who's, a gun grabber. Or all these other, Steven Seagal, somebody shooting a gun. Well, what they did with Gun Crazy was they showed actual CCTV video of real people getting killed by criminals. Not escapism, but real life. They did that also for purely for the shock value. And then while the people are watching the film, they filmed the audience. And I think they showed this in New York City somewhere, where nobody sees guns. Nobody sees guns except in the theater. And when they were interviewing the people, they were like, yeah, I'm looking for the violence and I want to see the guns and the action and all that other stuff. These are people who go see Fast and Furious, well, most of them, don't get out there and start putting nitrous oxide on their cars and slingshotting them underneath tractor trailers if they're low enough to make it under there. They don't do that. It's a movie. Right now, these anti-gun lefties are out there laughing their collective fourth point of contact off. Here's one last piece of information to share with them. The book Rage by Stephen King. He pulled the book from publication after it was found in the reading material of four school shootings. He said the following: my book did not break these teenagers or turn them into killers. They found something in my book that spoke to them because they were already broken. Yet I did see rage as a possible accelerant, which is why I pulled it from sale. You don't leave a can of gasoline where a boy with firebug tendencies can lay his hands on it. Four different teenagers who had committed shooting said they had copies of Rage. The book was originally published in 1977 under pseudonym Richard Bachman. I don't think that media meant to entertain like a book or a movie or anything else. I think it can be latched onto by a mind that may have a few issues going on. But it doesn't take somebody like me who's saying, well, you know, I like to watch Steven Seagal movies because he can blink at them and they go flying. You know, I like to watch Jean-Claude Van Damme movies because he believes he's doing everything that he's scripted to do. You know, those kind of things. I watch them because I'm wanting to be entertained. I don't turn them on to get out there and say, well, I've got a chip on both of my shoulders. That's how I'm so balanced. And you know what? You know what? I want to do something big. What can I do? Oh, yeah. I could be a mass killer. There's no way to cleanse these people. Too many people in the United States for that to happen. If they're not getting help, it's on their families. Nancy Lanza, she paid a price. Law-abiding, obviously doting on her son. She missed something. And he made sure that she was the first one to go. So, but for these people who are making these snuff films as an anti-gun message, showing children getting, fairy tale characters getting killed because they find a gun, and the common denominator is every time they find a gun, they blow their own heads off. What do you think exactly happens in these houses? There's way too many houses, way too many guns going on for that to actually hold that much water. So you too need to pay attention to certain things. So anyway. Tomorrow on the show, Sean Maloney from the Second Call Defense, and John McPhee, the Sheriff of Baghdad. Doing this again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that's sought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.